Hi, everybody. And thank you so much for that. We're delighted to be here. It is Mike and Kim. Let's talk a little bit about your morning cup of coffee to kick things off. If you really want to enjoy your morning cup of coffee, you know what you need to add to it, Mike?
What's that?
You need to add Tri-State Livestock News. They have insights on cattle, grain, horse, all things ag related. You can make your morning go so nice if you get a kick started with a fresh cup of coffee and Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com to subscribe now.
You know, we're kind of getting into the prime time of summer where you want to schedule that trip down the scenic Niobrara River. Give one of the 11 outfitters a call here in the Valentine area. You can find them on visitvalentine.com and they'll treat you right. You'll have a pleasant trip down a nice sunny river. Hopefully everything turns out great for you and you enjoy it and you spend a few extra days here in the Valentine area. You can find out 50 things to do and more at visitvalentine.com. Kim, what are you going to share for the good stuff?
I have a piece called A Father's Hand. And I think this is very fitting. We just past Father's Day, but there's always time to honor fathers. And this is by Sherry Solberg, so I hope you enjoy. A young man went to seek an important position at a large printing company. He passed the initial interview and was going to meet the director for the final interview. The director saw his resume. It was excellent and asked, "Have you received a scholarship for school?" The boy replied, "No. It was your father who paid your studies." "Yes," he replied. "Where does your father work?" "My father is a blacksmith." The director asked the young man to show him his hands. The young man showed a pair of hands, soft and perfect. "Have you ever helped your parents at their job?" "Never. My parents always wanted me to study and read more books. Besides, he can do the job better than me." The director said, "I have a request. When you go home today, wash the hands of your father and then come see me tomorrow morning." The young man felt his chance to get the job was high. When he returned to his house, he asked his father if he would allow him to wash their hands. His father felt strange, happy, but with mixed feelings and showing his hands to his son. The young man washed his hands little by little. It was the first time that he noticed his father's hands were wrinkled, and they had so many scars. Some bruises were so painful that his skin shuddered when he touched them. This was the first time that the young man recognized what it meant for this pair of hands to work every day to be able to pay for his study. The bruises on the hands were the price that he paid for their education, his school activities, and his future. After cleaning his father's hands, the young man stood in silence and began to tidy and clean up the workshop. That night, father and son talked for a long time. The next morning, the young man went to the office of the director. The director noticed the tears in the eyes of the young man when he asked him, "Can you tell me what you did and what you learned yesterday at your house?" The boy replied, "I washed my father's hands, and when I finished, I stayed and cleaned his workshop. Now I know what it is to appreciate and recognize that without my parents, I would not be who I am today. By helping my father, I now realize how difficult and hard it is to do something on my own. I have come to appreciate the importance and value in helping the family." The director said, "This is what I look for in my people. I want to hire someone who can appreciate the help of others, a person who knows the hardship of others to do things, and a person who does not put money as his only goal of life. You are hired." And again, Sherry Solberg, again, that was submitted by Sherry, who has now become the lovely Mrs. Jim Thompson. Thank you, Sherry. You actually sent that to Jim in 2006.
From Daniel F. Lynn, M.A. "There was a writer, his name was Seuss. He was a man and not a moose. One book, two books, three books, four. He wrote them all and plenty more. His books were short and full of fun. I know by heart just every one. Fox in Socks and Cat in Hat, he wrote both these and this and that. Yertle the Turtle and McGillicott's Pool were read to me in nursery school. Now Dr. Seuss has had to die, and all the children sob and cry. And now we say goodbye to him who made us smile and made us grin." Just something to maybe think about Dr. Seuss. A farewell to Dr. Seuss on his passing here years back. And folks, we appreciate you sending us things for the good stuff. You can do that by sending them to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.